Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming to our briefing session out of your busy schedules. Since the time is limited, I would like to go ahead and get started. Let me first start out with the overview of the third quarter. Our company faced a very severe environment in the third quarter, especially after November, when the financial crisis started to have a ripple effect on the real economy, particularly in the United States. The market had deteriorated more than we had expected in our last forecast. In addition, for us, rapid appreciation of the yen also had a huge impact on our business. Under these circumstances, we experienced a rapid deterioration in our business performance in the third quarter. To tackle this issue, we have launched Management Reform Committee, which comprises of all of the board members, including our president, who serves as chairman, to lead crisis response. Through this committee, we are aiming to speed up the decision-making process, establish cost reduction initiatives, and review our investment policies. Looking at the performance, we saw a sharp decline year-on-year in both sales and income. However, when we look at the third quarter against the previous projections, it was lower in sales but higher in income. Higher income was brought about by the cost reduction measures we have taken. Net sales were down by 6.9 billion yen, or 5.5% from the previous projections. Impact of the exchange rates didn't differ much from the previous projections, so the figures don't change so much, even after the discounting of the impact. However, comparing it year-on-year, the impact of the exchange rate was 14.6 billion yen, meaning that we experienced drop of actual sales by 9.9% and saw sales decline in the all segments except lifestyle-related products. Results of the operating income was, as I mentioned earlier, it was drastically lower than the same period of the previous year, but it was little higher than the previous projections. Cumulative results of the 9 months from the first to third quarters, both sales and income declined year-on-year. The impact of business handover in the previous term and exchange rates were bigger than the actual business deterioration in the net sales, but even if we exclude those factors, actual sales fell 5.2% year-on-year. Operating income fell 37.4% due to factors including reduced sales and unfavorable exchange rates. That was the overview. The figures for our performance are as you see on this slide. Taking a look at the currency rate, you can see the three-month average for the third quarter. Currency rate for net sales is a simple average of the 3 months. Against the U.S. dollar, yen was 113 yen in the third quarter of the previous year, whereas it was 96 yen this quarter. It is in line with the previous projections. Against the euro, what was 164 yen in the previous year was 127 yen this year, meaning yen was quite appreciated in the currency exchange. On the other hand, if you look at the operating income, you can see that the U.S. dollar stayed quite neutral, meaning this didn't directly impact the performance figures. Through various profit conversion, the currency rate was 100 yen to a dollar from 114 yen the previous year. Because the exchange contract had already been completed, we were able to finish with the exchange rate of 163 yen to a euro, which is close to the previous projections, as well as being close to the exchange rate of the previous year. Next slide shows the performance by business segment in the third quarter. On the left, you see the net sales, and on the right, you see the operating income. In the net sales, you see the increase-decrease rate in the parentheses. As company overall, it was down by 19.8%. You see the impact of exchange rates at the bottom box, and if you take that into account, though we know it's useless to say if we hadn't been for this, when we make the adjustments, the figures for musical instruments would be negative 4% instead of the negative 16%. AV is negative 14%, and electronic devices and lifestyle-related products are as you see on the slide. Overall, it would be a reduction of net sales by 10% in adjusted value instead of the 19.8% in the unadjusted value. Situation for the operating income is as I mentioned earlier. Impact of the exchange rate was 1.1 billion yen year-on-year. Musical instruments saw drastic decline due to exchange rates, but AVIT recorded positive due to the appreciation of the yen. There was a 600 million yen worth of add-on because of the exchange rate compared with the previous projections. If we exclude those factors on the actual basis, it was a drastic decline in operating income compared to the previous year, but compared with the previous projections, there was a slight increase. Next agenda is what we expect to happen in the 3 months starting from January or the fourth quarter. The January to March period, we believe, would carry on the severe trend we have seen since last November. In addition to this, though the European market had been holding up until the third quarter, we are now seeing gradual slowdown in those markets. Same applies to the emerging markets, where we see more sluggishness in the growth. We believe that this trend which started out in November to December period, would be more visible in the January to March timeframe. In addition, there are issues in business-to-business sales. We are seeing rapid decline in orders of interior products for automotive components, chips for mobile phones as well as magnesium parts, and chips used in amusement businesses. The company believes that the situation would further deteriorate in the fourth quarter. Under these circumstances, we are seeing decline in the sales and accumulation of inventories in the musical instruments. Because of the huge decline in the sales in the third quarter, we have conducted large-scale reduction in production, which led us to revise operating income downward. In addition, we have revised business-to-business sales sharply downward compared with the previous projections. As I have mentioned before, the Management Reform Committee is playing a key role in reviewing the cost structure as well as capital expenditures and is trying to thoroughly implement inventory control. In addition to that, we are working to bring up the prices of our products, mainly in musical instruments and part of AV products. With this in mind, we have made further downward revision of the full-year performance compared with the previous projections. You see the forecasted figures for the fourth quarter on this slide. Currency exchange rate for the fourth quarter is expected to be the same as we have projected previously at 95 yen to a dollar and 120 yen to the euro. At the moment, the yen is slightly stronger than the shown figures. Because of that, there is a possibility that slight decline in the business results would occur through conversion. For operating income, we are expecting the exchange rate to be 95 yen to a dollar, and there wouldn't be much impact. For the euro, since the exchange contract had already been completed, the expected rate is 129 yen to a euro. This is the forecast for performance by business segment in the fourth quarter. You can tell that there would be a drastic decline year on year. If we discount the impact of the exchange rate for net sales, it would be negative 5% for the musical instruments year-on-year, negative 8% for AVIT, and it would be negative 12% for the company overall, which is a huge decrease. This is the forecast for the performance of the full year, all things considered. Taking into exchange rate trends for the third and fourth quarters, the average currency exchange rates for the full year are forecasted to be 101 yen to a dollar and 143 yen to a euro for net sales and 103 yen to a dollar and 153 yen to a euro in the operating income. There is a huge gap in the ordinary income and net profit forecasts. In the previous projection, we had expected that it would be 1.5 billion yen in net income for the full year. However, we have revised it downward to a loss of 2 billion yen. The breakdown from operating income onward is included in the appendix of the reference material. There wasn't a huge factor in non-operating income or loss, or in extraordinary income or loss. This is due to deferred income taxes. We are facing quite severe situation profit-wise, and in addition to that, tax effect or deferred tax assets process will be applied to the various initiatives we have taken last fiscal year. As a result, we are making reversals of deferred tax assets in recording our corporate taxes. In terms of the corporate taxes, because inclusion in expense amounted to a large sum, taxable income went into the red. Because of that, we aren't able to record corporate taxes. In short, we will be reserving the deferred tax assets where we need to. On the other hand, there is a limit to what we can do to make a reserve according to the profit level, meaning that there is a gap. The amount in which we didn't need to record in the statement should there have been profit is over 7 billion yen, or about 7.4 billion yen, though I am fully aware this is a futile argument. That is the amount of deterioration at the tax effect level. If that wasn't the case, the net income would have been in the black ink at 5.5 billion yen. This is the full year forecast for performance by business segment. Musical instruments fell by 9% on the year-on-year basis. However, if we discount the impact of currency exchange, it would slightly go up, though just on par with the previous year, to negative 1%. For AVIT, it is negative 8%. The big negative is in electronic devices comes from the fact that the previous year, metal products business was still in place. As company overall, it was negative 15% year-on-year. However, discounting the impact of the currency exchange, it was negative 9%, including the transfer of business. Let me briefly explain segment by segment. First of all, musical instruments. As I have noted earlier, sales and income were lower year-on-year. However, compared with the previous projections, though sales were lower, the income was higher. Especially to note here is that the slowdown in North America has become evident. In Japan, the sluggish sales trend isn't showing any signs of coming to an end. These factors led to lower sales. In Europe, it was 6% increase in sales compared with last year. Sales continue to rise in China and other emerging markets. Looking by the products, professional audio did well. We are seeing positive results from our strategic positioning products. However, we aren't getting the growth results we hope to have. On the other hand, the piano keeps struggling mainly in the domestic market and in North America. In forecasting full-year results, we believe that same trend will continue in the fourth quarter. We will strive to further bring down costs and our expenses. This slide shows musical instruments sale by region, as well as sales by product categories. In the parentheses, you see actual year-on-year change, discounting the impact of exchange rates. So please look at the figures in the parentheses rather than the actual figures. In Japan, we saw a last-minute demand increase before a price raise in the fall. For that reason, there was a backlash effect in the third quarter, recording negative. 9 months accumulated, the overall figure was negative 1%. In North America, we see the situation getting more and more difficult by the quarter. We saw especially severe situation in the third quarter, notably after November. Because of the money tightening, consumer spending decreased, and the dealer financing is becoming more difficult. Because of that, there has been a drop in purchase of large pianos. On our side, we felt the need to conduct more strict credit control, and everything combined, the situation is bad, especially for a piano. In Europe, we saw a boost in sales through our new products, especially in portable keyboards. Because of that, in the third quarter, including the Christmas season, saw an increase in net sales for Yamaha. The overall situation of difficulty has not changed. We're working step by step for the increase in the market share. It is true that part of the sales came from the last-minute demand before the price raise, so for the fourth quarter, we will be conservative. In China and other regions, as I have mentioned earlier, the growth is slowing down as you can see from the graph from the first quarter to the third quarter. On the bottom of this slide, you see full-year projections. You see the cumulative figures of up to third quarter, and in addition, you see the fourth quarter forecasts. Japan is expected to see negative 5%, North America negative 16%, and in Europe, negative 1%. We decided to look at the situation severely, and will pay close attention to the market financing situation, as well as inventory levels. The details are as written on this slide, so please read them later. This slide elaborates on sales by product category. Piano sales are facing difficulty in North America and Japan. In North America, it is because of the housing and financing issues. In Japan, it is due to the general slump in consumption. Europe has maintained firm sales. In the digital musical instruments category, the drop in the sales of electronic pianos, portable keyboards, and synthesizers in North America and Japan are compensated by the sales in Europe and Asia Pacific, leading to maintenance of the previous year levels. However, we are seeing the onset of more severe environment overall, and we are expecting negative growth for the fourth quarter. In professional audio equipment, you see comment Nexo 1.4 billion yen. This was newly consolidated. Because of this consolidation, we saw increase in the net sales. In the wind instruments, we are seeing slower sales in North America, mainly in low-price products. String and percussion instrument market is also struggling. However, as part of our growth strategy, we have launched new electric acoustic guitar, which has led to increase in our market share. As a result, we saw increase in sales for this product category. I will skip reading the details of this chart. AV/IT segment. The overall market is quite sluggish. In North America, bankruptcy of Circuit City is creating large-scale confusion in the market. The retailers are competing to sell their products at as much as 50% off the original price. In addition, the consumption itself is stagnant, and it's causing our company to struggle. Luckily for us, the items which we have newly launched, such as YSP or sound projectors for flat panel TVs, are doing quite well. However, as the segment overall, we have seen drastic decline in sales. We would like to recover our sales through new products such as front surround systems, as well as iPod dock speakers. In terms of our semiconductors, when we look at the year-on-year figures, we have struggle in all aspects. Since mobile phone sales itself is stagnant, sales of OA for mobile phones is especially slow. In addition, our hopeful items, such as digital amplifiers, aren't growing as much as we hoped it would, though it is on the growth trend. Under these circumstances, the inventory is starting to build up. In response to this, we are going to make adjustments to production in the fourth quarter. Taking a look at the lifestyle-related products, we have seen increase in sales for the third quarter year-on-year. However, the situation was abnormally bad last year. There was revision of the building standards law, and stricter implementation of the law was enforced. So last year was especially a severe environment, and now we are returning to the normal situation. However, sales will be lower compared to 2 years ago, meaning that the difficult market situation has not changed. It is worth noting that tailwind was blowing for us because of the rush in demand resulting from tax breaks on housing loans, whose cutoff point was in December. Because of that, we recorded increase in both sales and income for the third quarter. For the fourth quarter, we believe that the severe situation will again return, meaning we need to carefully respond to the environment. We will work on to reduce costs further and work on to negotiate down the raw material prices since the market prices for raw materials are coming down. In the other segment, as I have stated earlier, sales of automobile interior wood components as well as magnesium molded parts declined sharply year on year. Sales of golf products recorded steady growth, but we are beginning to see some sluggishness in the market. Moving on to the inventories. At the end of the third quarter, it had gone down from what it was, 84.2 billion yen at the end of last fiscal year to 83.9 billion yen. Figure-wise, it seems that there is not much problem. However, as you can see at the bottom, the impact of exchange rates was 15.9 billion yen, meaning that exchange rates were value reduction factors year-on-year. Actual inventories rose by that amount, higher than the previously projected amount. We will make efforts to cut back inventory to the fourth quarter, but we won't be able to get to the originally planned volume. All of the inventories are those we can sell, meaning that we recognize them as excessive inventory rather than dead stock. However, that doesn't change the fact that we need to reduce the inventory level. As for the capital expenditure, we have brought down the figures from the previous projection. Large-scale capex such as investment towards our Ginza store, as well as consolidation of piano factory to Kakegawa, are going on as planned. However, we have reviewed and reduced the amount of capex related to increase in production, as well as other small investments. This is the balance sheet summary forecast, which is derived from all the situation I have explained. The biggest change is witnessed in the fixed assets. By the end of the third quarter, it decreased by 80.7 billion yen year-on-year. The full-year forecast is down by 37.9 billion yen. This comes mostly from the losses in investment and marketable securities. In the other liabilities, we have made our payment in accrued corporate tax for the extraordinary profits generated in the last fiscal year. In the total net assets, there was cancellation of own shares as well as special dividend, in addition to previous